brought to you by Penguin.
Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell and Alex McKenna.
For my brother. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God, around the primordial tower. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song? Rainer Maria Rilke, The Book of Hours. If you were to put a blade through any sphere and divide it into two perfect halves, the circumference of the cut side of each half would be a great circle. That is, the largest circle that can be drawn on a sphere. The equator is a great circle. So is every line of longitude. On the surface of a sphere such as the Earth, the shortest distance between any two points will follow an arc that is a segment of a great circle. Points directly opposite each other, like the North and South Poles, are intersected by an infinite number of great circles. Little America 3, Ross Ice Shelf, Antarctica, March 4th, 1950. Final entry from The Sea, the Sky, the Birds Between, The Lost Logbook of Marion Graves. Published by D. Wenceslaus & Sons, New York, 1959. I was born to be a wanderer. I was shaped to the earth like a seabird to a wave. Some birds fly until they die. I have made a promise to myself. My last descent won't be the tumbling, helpless kind, but a sharp gennet plunge. A dive with intent, aimed at something deep in the sea. I'm about to depart. I will try to pull the circle up from below, bringing the end to meet the beginning. I wish the line were a smooth meridian, a perfect taut hoop, but our course was distorted by necessity. The indifferent distribution of islands and airfields, the plane's need for fuel. I don't regret anything, but I will if I let myself. I can think only about the plane, the wind and the shore, so far away, where land begins again. The weather is improving. We've fixed the leak as best we can. I will go soon. I hate the never-ending day. The sun circles me like a vulture. I want a respite of stars. Circles are wondrous because they are endless. Anything endless is wondrous. But endlessness is torture, too. I knew the horizon could never be caught, but still chased it. What I have done is foolish. I had no choice but to do it. It isn't how I thought it would be, now that the circle is almost closed, the beginning and end held apart by one last fearsome piece of water. I thought I would believe I'd seen the world, but there is too much of the world and too little of life. I thought I would believe I'd completed something, but now I doubt anything can be completed. I thought I would not be afraid. I thought I would become more than I am. But instead, I know I am less than I thought. No one should ever read this. My life is my one possession. And yet...
Los Angeles, December 2014. I only knew about Marion Graves because one of my uncle's girlfriends liked to dump me at the library when I was a kid. And one time I picked up a random book called something like Brave Ladies of the Sky. My parents had gone up in a plane and never come back. And it turned out a decent percentage of the brave ladies had met the same fate. That got my attention. I think I might have been looking for someone to tell me a plane crash wasn't such a bad way to go. Though if anyone actually ever had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?